on the planet Earth, Darren and Nye do a podcast. They're two dads, a voice actor, and an animator, who put the kids to bed and get their wives' permission to dick around on their expensive computers and talk about things like animation, acting, parenting, and robots. You know, but not like a lot of Transformers, because that hasn't flown too well. Anyways, tonight on the show, they reflect on the year 2018 and make predictions for 2019 and talk about the absurdity of New Year's resolutions, but then probably go into a lot of graphic detail about those resolutions. I mean, seriously, who has time to make resolutions anyway?
Hey, dude, what are you doing in the closet here?
Hey, Nye. I'm just working in a professional manner in my sound booth.
This is my closet, man. Can you get out of here?
This is a closet. I am in it. It's a sound booth. It is a sound booth, and you are invading. It's like a domicile. I can't. This is so unprofessional. You're embarrassed. You're embarrassed right now.
Welcome.
What has happened?
Welcome to Darren and Nye. It is another episode. Dude.
Yeah, you done did it, America. You're back.
You're back.
I don't know why you did it, but we're glad you did.
Dude, this is episode 7. Here we are back again. How was your Christmas, D? Good?
I think it was good, but you know what I mean? There's a lot of hype, and then it really is a few minutes where your kids are like, what's next?
Right? Yeah, they open that last present. It's like, any other presents?
Where are the other presents?
Yeah.
Bring on the next wave of presents.
I don't know about you, but I'm fucking exhausted, man. It's just like, it's nonstop. Just, I can't sleep.
Yeah.
You know what I want for Christmas? It's a fucking nap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It also has to happen in a sort of another dimension, like a pocket dimension where you can rest and then come back and no time has passed, I feel.
Yeah. And you're absolved of worry. Like you have no, there's nothing. Yeah.
No, where is that you dimension? Didn't miss anything. You didn't miss
Where's
anything.
Where's that? Santa, come back. Please rescue us, Santa. Give us this dimension.
Santa, come on.
Tonight, on the show is reflections, predictions, and resolutions, and passions.
And passions. Reflections, predictions, and restitution. What was the – I forget. But and passions.
Resolutions. Even though passions. Resolutions are just complete and utter bullshit, right?
I'm only saying passions because my brother has like sort of – you know how some people can't hear the word moisture? You know, everyone has like a word that they don't like to hear.
Oh, moist.
Yes. Yeah, moist. If my brother hears the word passion.
Moist.
Sorry. If you're out there listening and you can't – just moisture. Yeah, if you say passions around my brother, like he gets like sort of –
religiously excited, agitated.
I'm not sure if it's religious. I just know that
Jesus kind of owns the passion word, right?
He does, actually, and Mel Gibson does from that great movie.
Mel Gibson and Jesus. Yeah. Well, in our first segment, this is about reflections. This is about 2018, D. Yeah. And I thought what we would do tonight is I would see how much you paid attention on 2018. So I have developed a quiz for you.
I am terrible at quizzes. I notoriously. I mean, there's college, high school, junior high. There's not a quiz I can't fuck up.
Well, here you are. Here's your chance
here
tonight to show what should we call this? The 2018.
How well do you
quiz.
Know 2018? No, that's just exactly what you said it was. That doesn't spin it at all.
I think that's about as much energy as we can wrangle on this one.
It is.
All right. Here we go, D. Here's your first section of our quiz is quotes.
Guys, crack a beer. We're gonna be here for a while.
So who said it is this?
And I'm doing this without no Google, right? No Google.
No, you got it. This has got to come out of here.
Okay.
So, D, you need to tell me if this was said by Donald Trump,
okay,
Kanye West,
okay,
or someone else. All right. Okay. So, and I'm these the points are just completely arbitrary. So I'm just gonna ding the bell whenever you get something correct and just give you an arbitrary amount of points.
Are you saying you have a bell now? Because if you do that, Avish Armstrong is going to come back and he's going to want to have that bell
after the fact. I'm not dexterous enough to be able to run a bell.
All right.
Okay. Okay. So here we go. The first section quotes. Here we go.
All right. No, I got
number one on our 2018 quiz, Darren. The first quote is, "We're going to win at space." Is that Donald Trump, Kanye West, or someone else?
I know it's been done to death, but does his first name shock?
No, it's not.
Okay. All right.
No, it is actually one of these people.
It is one of the.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, I pulled these from the internet. So we know they're legitimate quotes.
Don John T.
It is indeed Donald Trump. That is correct. That's right. We're going to win at space. He said this past summer. That is a Trump quote. So good. Yeah. There you go. One on the board.
I know 2018 so far pretty well.
Right. Exactly. So you should just quit now. Okay. So here we go. The second quote is, "People say I have a bad reputation. I think I have the best reputation in the building." Is that Donald Trump, Kanye West, or somebody else?
Sort of feel like that's Les Moonves, but I mean, so that could be all of them. I sort of feel like why I want to spread that one around and say that is all of the people.
Okay, well, it did come from Kanye West, I'll give you half a point on
half
that because
point.
It could probably does apply to other people.
Yeah, like. I think that makes sense.
Okay, so here
we're rocking this quiz as I knew that I would.
1.5 out of 2. You're owning 2018 at this point. Okay, the third question. I would give myself an A+. Is that Donald Trump, Kanye West, or somebody else?
I would give myself an A+. That's usually me whenever I tackle any academic endeavor. So
well, you're not getting first, any plots on this one right now.
I'm not scoring. I would have to. I mean that is of course D. John.
That's
Trump.
That's correct. It is D. John Trump. Exactly. Yeah. Number four. Here we go. Twitter is a war zone. If somebody's going to jump in the war zone, it's like, okay, you're in the arena.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is, first of all, this is definitely like an American, somebody probably hasn't served in the military because a war zone's a war zone. And Twitter is like a jack off, like text battle that no one ever, ever, ever dies from unless you're like, you know,
you don't take your tweet seriously. You don't even tweet.
I don't tweet. I've got nothing to say really when it comes down to it. Yeah, no, I don't.
You got plenty to say here.
I got plenty to say, but I have very little to tweet about. I see the real estate those guys have on Market Street in San Francisco.
All right. Well, you want to give a guess?
I'm going to go with Kim Kardashian's husband.
Kim Kardashian, very close. I'm going to give you half a point on that. That was actually Elon Musk.
That
was the Musk. Yes. Here's the last.
Also not going to buy a Tesla. I'm not going to go on Twitter and I'm not buying
it. Apparently Tesla did really well despite him smoking pot.
They did. And I know. Somehow a guy who has an electric car can also smoke weed.
So there you go. So if you start a car company, make sure you smoke pot on Rogan. Yeah. Last of this section, you get into a tinkle contest with a skunk. You get tinkle all over you. Is that Donald Trump, Kanye West, or somebody else?
Dude, you were talking about some serious compromise there. I mean, if you're going to be talking about tinkling on people, I mean, I think you probably need to blame the Russians for that because
It should be Donald Trump. So I'm going to give you half a point
on that.
Donald
Trump. I mean,
that was actually.
You have to wait for the Mueller report to find out, really, I think, for that to really sort of
come. That was actually Nancy Pelosi. That was one of the quotes of the year, according to one of these news organizations. Okay.
Was she talking about Donald Trump?
Yeah, I think she was talking about Donald Trump. I'll just give you 3 points. Say 3 out of 5 on that one. Great.
3 out of 5 is 60%. That's
most Americans understand about 2018.
That's sort of how my collegiate
I mean, you just pretty much named
it. It's called a collegiate thing. So, I mean, really, why wouldn't it be 60%? So, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, the next section is who got the most ink or pixels? According to Apple,
okay.
This is, I'm going to give you two names and you have to tell me which one of these names got more, I guess, press on the internet, according to Apple.
Okay.
All right. The first one, Melania Trump or Kanye West?
You know, without a doubt, Melania. I mean, he's wearing graffiti on like those weird jackets and stuff. And
what did that say? That was like,
I feel like her statements are really just sort of like,
my life sucks.
I'm completely out of touch fashion wise. Like, so like that's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with weird fashion.
I think she was just around the bend wearing that fucking thing. What, I think
so
she's just
Africa with that one outfit that she was wearing where she was just like, I'm like a sailor or something. Yeah. And then the garbage jacket that she wore with.
True. I don't even feel bad for her. I just feel like she's just gone crazy. She's just an insane person.
Well,
I
mean, just like shittily, like, she's shitty at it. She doesn't even do anything fun. She just like looks severe and has like crazy bangs.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to go crazy, you should be like Gary Busey, right? Like you should just own it and fucking go nuts on that shit, right?
Yeah. I feel like Gary Busey is the president of the United States half the time. Because like
– It could be. That would be.
I haven't seen him in a while.
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe he got amalgamated, Trump
sort of absorbed into
that
mass that's running things. Yeah.
That would be pretty great if Trump did like a Predator movie. Or something.
he's like up in a tree. He's like stealthed out, but he's just like macking on like a Hardee's or not a Hardee's, a Carl's Jr. like $6 burger or whatever. Like those sexy bitches used to eat in like those the end of the 2000s. Like they'd be like burger, fries, and a Coke, you know, and they'd just be like eating like a massive burger, right? And just like having a soda and eating an onion ring, and it's just like Trump in a tree. He's not going to murder anybody viciously like Shane Black style.
I would watch the shit out of that Predator movie. All right, then the next one. That
as we take the quiz.
All right, the next one. Who got more ink? Robert Mueller or Roseanne Barr?
Oh fuck! Did she go back to Roseanne Barr? Did she? Because I mean, she had a lot of last names for a little while there. Not to bag on anybody who gets remarried.
I think she's always been Barr. I mean, she was Arnold for a little while, but yeah.
Yeah.
So Mueller or Roseanne Barr?
Dude, Mueller.
Oh, yeah. Mueller has like had like a shit ton of
Roseanne Barr. Roseanne Barr like sort of had that moment and everyone was like, oh, yeah. Like just like, so, you know, like I don't know if you knew this or not, but like Murphy Brown got rebooted this year. Like they did like a season.
Of course. And then what's the gay guy and the big haired girl?
Right.
I mean, it's just anything that existed.
Will and Grace.
Right. Will and Grace. Grace, right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Next one. Our favorite, Michael Cohen or Stormy Daniels.
Oh, man. You know, that is really hard. That's a really hard question. It's actually like the first, I feel like I got to go with Stormy Daniels because, and this is why, here's my reasoning is because she showed her boobies on camera a bunch of times. And Michael Cohen to date, to my
he's not showed his
boobies. Not shown his boobies.
Yeah.
At all. Right. But and like fill in like the insult that you want to say especially, about Michael Cohen's boobies right now, but like that didn't happen. That's not happened.
Especially if he goes to prison, he's definitely going to be showing a lot
of them. Shit. They're going to be drawing tits on his back.
Yeah. All right. The last one. This is I say the most difficult one for last. Who got more ink? Kim Jong Un or Mark Zuckerberg?
Ooh, you know what? I think it's Mark Zuckerberg. And here's why I think. I may be wrong, but I think it's Zuckerberg because he has money that we can take. Mm. Like Mark Zuckerberg, we can take him to court and we can sue him or whatever and we can take all his money away.
So why does that give him more ink then? Why would he get
because
more ink?
Because it's more probable. Like that. I feel like that's sort of how our news works. We like sort of go after the things that we can take down. And like Zuckerberg, we can just like bash him around and stuff like that and like strip his money away. Like Kim Jong-un, you can just bang like Kim Jong-un is like insane, like machete at the end of the bar all day long. And everyone will agree with you and nothing can be done about it. That's sort of what I
got. Well, it's actually kind of a trick question because they both pretty much within like a few thousand had the same comparable amount of
so
press.
They're sort of in the same league. Okay.
They're both in the same league. Okay. So, yeah, they're You go, oh, yeah, I think you nailed that one. Okay, but just to kind of ring it all in, for extra credit, what is the biggest movie of the year?
Ooh, okay.
Not just box office, but culturally.
The biggest movie of the year culturally.
And there's contention because some websites say one movie and some other websites say another movie. So there's two really that you could say, but you know.
Well, for me, the biggest movie of the year was
Solo.
You know, I think it was I just saw this with my son. I saw Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and I thought that was a great and a lot of fun movie.
But it hasn't had the time to really.
Hasn't had the time
really to be.
Great. I know that the answer is probably Black Panther.
Yeah, a lot of people say it's Black Panther, but the underdog that a lot of people are talking about, surprisingly, because it made a shit ton of money, is Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah, Crazy Rich Asians, which was a fantastic book, and actually, apparently, the movie was like sort of okay. But I think, you know, I think the takeaway from there was is that like here's a movie that doesn't have just a bunch of white people, sort of like. Yeah. You know, who they don't have a bunch of – they don't have like an Asian sidekick who's trying to like help them and like a black friend who's trying to help them. This is just Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah.
And I mean from the title, you want to read that. I wanted to read that book. And I mean, that's, you know, that's a good title for a book. Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised in this day and age, Nye, that movie was just a movie and it wasn't like a fucking like 26 part fucking thing on some.
Oh, it's still, if it's the number one movie, I'm sure they're going to make.
They're going to make.
They made make like three versions of My Big Fat Greek Wedding, right? Like
they did.
They shouldn't even made half of that.
They were like 16 years later. They're like, My Big Fat Greek Wedding. We need, there was so much left on set.
Oh yeah. So I love that we ended on A Big Fat Greek Wedding. There you go.
There you go.
I think you understand 2018. I think you understand 2018. So as we say goodbye to 2018, 2019.
And we move into what is probably going to be more of the same.
it's more vaping. And,
oh my God, so much vaping.
Facebook hatred. And that's what's going to come up next. When we come back, we're going to be doing our predictions for 2019.
That's right. You can probably guess from our energy level that it's going to be super peppy and a lot of fun. So join us, won't you? As we try to wake the fuck up.
Nye's
doing a great job. I'm the tired guy.
Cheers, my friend. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
We'll see you in a couple.
Yeah. I could not shotgun an IPA. I think I can only
an IPA. God,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That shit is heavy, man.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that. Do college kids do that? Do college kids shotgun IPAs?
I don't think college kids do anything
anymore. They can't afford IPAs.
But also, they just don't have sex. They don't do any. They don't go to the movies. I don't think they do anything. I think they just sit on their phone. Their phones.
They just look at their phones.
And just snap stuff and put Instagram dog faces on each other.
Yeah.
God, we're so fucking old. Okay, welcome back. This is our
second segment. Get off.
Our second segment where we do just Hail Mary out of our ass predictions.
Yeah.
About
you guys have come to us for a few minutes of entertainment, and this is not entertainment. These are all – this is going to happen.
This is well researched.
We know this shit is going to happen. This is
well researched authority that we are going to lay down that like
this is like Biff in Back to the Future 2 looking through the sports book that knew all the bets and all the wins. We know this shit. Don't ask us.
We are your sports almanac from Back to the Future 2 in doing predictions.
Yeah. None of them have anything to do with the fucking hoverboard. Please, for God's sakes, don't ask about the fucking hoverboard. They're not here yet. They're not coming.
They're not coming.
It's vaporware. It's Kickstarter vaporware.
Maybe we should start with technology. Like, let's talk about
starting on tech. Yeah, starting on tech.
Yeah, like because I think that's pretty much the first place that I want to go on predictions. And I kind of want to talk about it, despite the fact that I have an HTC Vive that I'm going to be fucking around with. I still think VR is not coming this year, man. I think it. It is there.
I have a question when you finish. Yeah. Go ahead. Say your thing.
But I think like everyone is expecting VR to blow up and we're just going to turn into like the Ready Player One thing tomorrow. Yeah. But I think that virtual reality is still dependent on a expensive hardware that has a lot of plugs that you need to put in. And so it's going to be a niche market continually because it just, it's just very hard to do mass adoption. Also, like, there is no, there's no VR killer app. There's no VR thing at this particular point, right? Also, porn hasn't taken off. Like, isn't porn right. usually
porn
the
leads hard- the way usually?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So my prediction of 2019 is tons of press, tons of people talking about how, you know, VR is coming and all kinds of stuff. But I think that
that's just marketing buzz. That's just like people
marketing buzz and companies
banging the drum.
Or also, I mean, sure, there's going to be tons of investment and I'm sure it's going to, it probably will be a big thing. I still think that we're a little ways away. And so my prediction is that, and you know, maybe I'll be horribly wrong on this, is that VR is not going to be, you know, on our faces all over the place the way people are promising it.
Here's sort of my question, is that at what point, what is the weight of one of those things on your head? What does that have to be before I don't get, because I've never even done it, but I can already tell you, if you hang something like that on the front of your face for a real long time, it's going to hurt and you're going to get like.
And you get hot.
Well, it's, you're going to get hot and it's just like, just the weight of it on your face is just going to like.
Also, there's
like all kinds of pain on your neck and just.
Well, it's not just that. It's the strobing issues. A lot of people feel sick.
Yeah.
Right. I think that we haven't figured out how to make the content yet. I mean, I was working on something a few months back, and like if you just turn the camera really quickly and you see this like huge, like 180 field of view moving very quickly, you're kind of like, right?
Yeah.
Your stomach just flips over. And so there's all this stuff that still really needs to be figured out. I mean, it's cool. There is a wow factor of it, but I just feel like that we got so much shit to figure out. Now I will make a caveat here, is that AR might have
– Okay, AR is different from VR though, right?
Okay, AR is different from VR. So
augmented reality, right?
Virtual reality is like a complete immersion where there's just like a screen in all of your field of view.
You put the visor down. And you're,
that's it. You're there. You're in it. Augmented reality is you're looking through something and you're seeing the world around you, but it has little elements in it, kind of like things. And so the thing about augmented reality that I find is interesting is that the big players like Google and Apple and whatever have all released their AR kit or their AR core, if you're Google or whatever. And they want people to be developing apps because you can do it on your phone. So like Niantic made, what's that trading card game that everyone went? Oh, Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
So Pokemon Go, it was great. So Niantic has all kinds of money to make more of that kind of shit. So
I can remember, when I used to bartend in Berkeley, I came off a shift and I walked outside and there were like probably like six kids. There were just six kids who were sitting sort of on the street, like on the sidewalk. And I was just like,
right,
guys. Okay. You know, I went through like the whole thing and they were like, no, we're just waiting for like some Pokemon to sort of pop, like they respawn or whatever it is that they do. And I was like, what now?
Yeah.
And then there, I mean, that was my introduction to AR, is that, you know, they're looking at
location-based augmented reality is what that is. And that's like you've got a digital character at a particular place. And I think that might have a couple of pops this year because like people can – you can carry your phone around and you can look through your phone and you can do AR. And there is a huge effort from what I understand in the Silicon Valley world to try to make AR – more accessible. I mean, Google Glass did their thing and God knows what Apple is going to do or whatever.
Right.
But I think that just the same kind of problem with VR, no one's going to buy expensive hardware. Wait, what's it called? Magic Leap is a $2 billion funded startup that has these crazy goggles that are like $2,000 for developers to take to be able to develop augmented reality. So that kind of price point and that kind of thing is just not, it's not accessible.
Nope.
But you might have something on a phone. So if I had to take away my quick sum up is VR still far away, AR and the headset still far away, but we might see some sort of sprinkles of AR stuff happening.
AR stuff on the phone. I totally agree. I think it's funny. You know, I mean, it sort of lends itself towards like which people do you want to have murdered? Because if you can make Pokemon Go or whatever the thing is, if you can put those, you can put those animals like sort of out in the middle of traffic. I mean, you can really start to really thin the herd. I mean, you can take it down by a 10% pretty easily.
I mean, they're always looking for the killer app, right? That might be the killer app.
Literally a killer app. Be careful. Be careful, AR people.
Be careful, AR people.
Yeah. I mean, you already look at your phones when you're crossing the street. Imagine if you're hunting while you're crossing the street, you know, and
okay. So here's my other tech prediction. Do you have a what's it called? An Amazon, the Echo or Alexa or anything like that? Kind of shit?
I don't. And I don't want one. I really don't.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be a huge push to get everyone to just be speaking out, just, you know, Alexa, lights. I just think that like that is every, like there's so many business models. And I don't think we're going to have virtual assistants and bots or anything like that, but I think it's just going to be command-based screaming in a room and a thing.
Yeah, I know. And that's the thing. You could just walk over and flip the fucking lights on. Instead of spending $400 hooking your fucking like light switch up to your fucking phone, you just go over there and light the fucking turn the or better yet, you and I, we have kids. You know what you do? You tell your kid to go fucking turn the light on.
Right.
Or turn it off. Right. Yeah. I don't understand it. I know people who've, you know, who work for Amazon, who work for Google, who work for all of the places that make the always on like microphone listening to your every command kind of thing. And I mean, honestly, I just don't have that much stuff where I'm that impatient.
And well, I think it's like the kitchen. I've been over to people's places where they're preparing food and they're just sort of like, Alexa, tell me what the, you know, the spices are and the whatever, right? Like it's like supposed to be this like a seamless
assistant, some sort of like thing that just works.
Yeah. Why don't we just pull a cookbook off at the shelf and flip to the page, I think is my
I've done a bunch of spec commercials for a tech company that I won't name because I did sign an NDA, but I mean they're all like that. They're all fucking like bullshit. Like it's that lifestyle thing where they're always selling it to you as if you're tired. That's in all of these sort of spec commercials. The person
it's not
tired.
Like the future is now or anything like that.
And it's not like, it's not like necessarily like, you know, like they're just like crazy busy and super. They're all like, you know, they're like, Alexa, I just woke up, like start the coffee and shit. Or you know, or it's not Alexa. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think ultimately at the end of the day, it's like, sure, but you're going to have to fucking get up out of bed. It's not like Alexa's going to pick you up, put you in the fucking shower. Like, so
you still need to like literally wake up. It's not like Alexa's going to wake you up for you. You have to do it yourself at a certain point.
And I think it's just gotten a little too nuts. I was driving into the city today, taking the kids and my wife. We were going to go visit some friends who had bought a house in San Francisco and just marvel at how they had pulled that off.
How is that possible?
They're like shining golden gods, you know. They had a nice treat of nectar and ambrosia for us. It was really great.
They fluffed the real estate gods.
Oh my god, dude. Like the real estate gods are just sitting around just like, what should we do today with this stack of money? Burn it. One of the billboards, you know, like if you live in LA, you're in Long Beach. So when you drive into LA, it's like, it's movies. It's Aquaman, right? I mean, we did this. We did the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
But in, you know, in San Francisco, and maybe you
it's
were
tech. Just, it's Google.
It's tech. It's
right.
Google.
It's Google.
There was like an advertisement. There was like this fucking billboard for this. It was like, if you can't be there, feel there. And it's like two different smartphones. And it's like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, isn't Facebook pushing, like trying to put like their portal in every. I just feel like that. That's gonna be nuts. All right. Well, do you want to bring a prediction here? I mean, I did a lot of tech.
I do. I think this is not going to be a stretch for anyone to believe that I'd say this, but I think we're going to get dumber in 2019. I think that dumbness, that dumbosity, that dumbitude is going to show itself in really interesting ways. I think.
So I mean, like you mean like dumb, like the calculator effect where. where once you start using a calculator, you just can't do math anymore.
Right. Just like how what happened when Google came about and like no one talked to each anymore. We all just like whenever somebody said anything, they just whipped out their phone and just like Googled it so they could repeat the thing that everyone would instantly forget because it didn't take anything to come by the knowledge. Yes. So it's just fucking vapor knowledge.
Yeah.
You see where I'm going with this, maybe, is that we're just going to get dumber and we're going to get more like just how everybody is, more in our own camps. And the things that inform us and the things that we agree with are the things we're going to go with. And we're going to move with that into like a healthcare sort of a situation where like
– oh, you just got dark.
Yeah. Yeah. I think like people are going to like get more into like faith-based healing. And I think there's going to be more stuff with like – I think it's eventually going to be like people are going to go and, you know, there's going to be like a renaissance. Like the guys who were like – barbers who will like go and shave your face. We're going to go even farther with the idea of barbers. And we're going to go like back to like a 1970s sketch with SNL's Bill Murray. And like, and it's going to be like a barber who puts leeches on you and sort of like
Steve Martin.
Yeah. And bleeds you out, you know, like as a way to like help your humors, you know? Like,
I mean, was it last Atlantic or the one before it? There was a huge spread on that. What's it? Exorcisms. It's like 1,000% increase in exorcisms. Yeah. Like some people are going because they need to be exorcised.
Well, my computer doesn't play porn. It's just that it's got a demon in it and I need to get it exorcised. Like, I didn't do that. I need it. It's a demon in my computer.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't do it.
The thing about I guess it's like the internet allows you to anything. You can look up anything. If you search something on Google with a series, it's going to say, oh, you're looking for this. And so you can find like complete bullshit. Like it could be like.
And even if you only have a loose idea of what it is, Google will refine it to a point where you'll be like, oh, that's what I actually meant.
And autofill it. And so, but I mean, like you can be searching for headache and parakeets, and you will find the three websites that say that if you take parakeet lotion and rub it on your head, it will make your headache go away.
There'll also be a picture. There'll also be like a website with like just dudes blowing parakeets. You know, they'll be. It's a niche market.
Oh,
I can send you the link later. I know how to get to it. Don't.
That will be in our show notes.
Yep,
blowing parakeets. I mean. That's a big prediction for 2019.
That's a big. I feel like I should probably walk that back, but I'm not going to yet. So
exercise that.
There's a demon. There's a demon in my microphone. I need to get it exercised.
Okay, so my next prediction, D, is about Fortnite. I think Fortnite is very interesting because
Tried to play Fortnite.
Did you? What was your experience on that? Wow, you are way cooler than me.
This is going to sound sort of elitist, but like I didn't like the shooting part of it. And like that's mostly a shooting game. There's buildings.
It's a third-person shooter, right?
Third-person shooter. There's a lot of crafting and stuff in it. I had a real good time with it, but I usually like to play with friends and stuff like that online. And I don't have any time to play with the friends that I've made over the years to play the video games that I know how to play. And I don't want to make new fucking friends with people that I'm never going to see. and that's.
Well, I mean, I read this statistic that said like 44% of, you know, kids of a certain age, whether, you know, they're 25 and below or whatever it is, are spending all of their time logging into Fortnite, not because they actually want to play Fortnite, but because they want to hang out as a social in a social capacity.
That's where they want to chill.
And I think
that's like McDonald's parking lot is Fortnite.
Well, I mean, the social net. Well, I think that social networks like Snapchat and Facebook are going to continue to decline, especially amongst the youngins. And I think that they're going to be increasingly hanging out in these like competitive landscape sort of gaming esport kind of things because these are social venues more so than gaming
sort of like
venues.
The waiting room, like I don't know, back when we were still like sort of hooking up like Doom and Doom 2 or whatever, like those, like you try to play a game on multiplayer, there'd be like a chat room or something like that.
Well, I Battlefield for me, but
Battlefield, sure, same sort of thing, but where before it was just like lines of text, now it's there'll be avatars sort of hanging out. Is that how?
Yeah, and in fact, if you, not just avatars, but like they're starting to have, these APIs or basically programming interfaces that allow you to put video into game engines. So people are going to be having kind of like Skype chats or yeah, you're right. I mean, avatars are going to come in, but I just think that overall the growing trend is that these games are going to be more like social networks. And I think that, I mean, we were talking a few weeks ago about like, what was it? Red Dead.
Yeah.
And how it's like a complete train wreck. And the same with
the online components, Fallout 76.
Yeah. Yeah. Fallout. Right. Like the whole online stuff about it. But I think that the reason is these companies recognize that this is where they're all hanging out.
Right.
And I think that's just like, it's not just going to increase. It's going to be like very pervasive. I think just everybody is going to be, and it's going to be treated like, instead of, you know, back in the days, you're like, oh, you only have an hour on the phone, you know?
Right.
I think that us as parents are going to have to limit how much time they're spending in whatever
in their game world. I definitely agree. Because I've played Fallout 76 since it's come out a couple of times. And one of the things I've noticed is that one of the things you can do is build a post-apocalyptic home.
Oh, interesting.
Where you craft your weapons and
have gas masks.
But you can put stuff up on the walls and stuff like that, and people can come in and you can lock the door. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like people can't come in.
Yeah.
I think is the idea. And to me, that's
the beginning right there.
That's where microtransactions happen, because that's how you can show people your sort of color and flair, is by you buy certain things for your virtual home. And I feel like that will be a thing that they're.
So like you and I are mediocrely technologically savvy. So what do? We create a podcast to be able to hang out and exchange our ideas, whatever.
Yeah.
So if I had like a group of 20 friends, I'd probably just be like hanging out with them in whatever this virtual thing was. And you'd shoot the guy that you don't like in the head every day and be like, oh, fuck you, you dickhead, and whatever. Right. I mean,
could there be room for more? Like, could there be like a virtual hangout where like 10 other people put on a play? Is that where it's going?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's possible. I mean, I just think that there's tons and tons of times for them to fuck off, and Fortnite is giving it to them. And also another side note here is that Epic was valued at like $14 billion.
Epic is the same company that has Unreal, right? They have
Right. So the Unreal Engine is dominating the construction of these big games.
Because then probably also Fortnite is built on the Unreal Engine, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely, it is. Right. So and then conversely, like logging into Facebook is bullshit, right? You're not going to be doing that. You don't get that kind of engagement through Facebook. So
And Fortnite's been around for a little while, right? And everyone knows Fortnite is
a year, maybe,
as a place to meet rappers and shoot people and build stuff and hang out with your friends and stuff. Like Facebook is a place where we all know now that like we're being sold to like whatever analytical group.
Analytica,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, there's going to be a huge rejection of it. I mean,
you look at like Facebook in 2010 and people actually went to go see a movie about a social network being built, right? Like right. Called The Social Network or whatever. I remember getting the screener copy and I never watched it because I was just like,
oh, it's a great movie.
Is it?
It's Fincher. Oh, it's amazing.
It is. It's good.
It's really, really good. Oh my God. It's fantastic. David Fincher is
well, then I won't bag on it. Maybe I'll eventually see it. But I mean, just the premise is just it's a movie about a guy who
talks to his
friends and like
watch it and then we can talk about it because I think Fincher is amazing and he really does some really interesting things architecting the compositions of shots in that movie.
Yeah.
While we kind of like piggyback on that, there's another one we were both talking about, which is sort of like tech rejection.
Yeah.
Right. So Facebook decline.
Yeah. Especially like in our group. I mean, like, of course, like kids, like they're not going to do like the things that we do. So if they see us on Facebook, they're not going to be on Facebook just
right
by nature of like,
whatever. But I just think that there's an increasing tech rejection that's happening. I mean, like Lisa and I have a basket now door.
Tell me about that. So you guys have a basket.
Yeah, so we have a basket. We come in and we are trying to just drop our phones into this basket. Because otherwise, there's this area in the kitchen where we're both completely guilty about it. Where you know you let the kids, you're running around or whatever, and you pick up your phone and you like look at your email, but then next thing you know, you're on.
You're watching Instagram. The world burn on. Like,
yeah, with all you just, and you're just sort of like.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Right, absolutely. And so
and to try to curb we've just put a little thing. And I think that there is an increase. I mean, I had a conversation last week with a guy that I've been trying to think about collaborating a project with, and he's an artist, and he's just like, you know, he bought himself a fucking phone, like a flip phone,
yeah,
because he's trying to limit the amount of time he spends on, you know, doing on Facebook.
A bullshit device that's just
a cheese. Bullshit
you're
device,
for
right?
The cheese. You're constantly hunting for the fucking cheese on these things.
I mean, dude, I don't know. I mean, there might be. It could just be the white coasters who are having this thought, but like,
oh yeah, it's definitely us. Yeah,
but I mean, do you think pervasively we're all kind of saying "fuck this," "fuck this phone shit"? Or
I think it's great. I had, because I upgraded my phone, and I had that thought of getting a flip phone, and then when I upgraded my phone, I still had a really young kid, and so I just sometimes, because of the gig economy, I need something better than just a flip phone. I need to, because the industry just sort of runs on like your ability.
I wonder if it was like a market for an in-between that's not like something that has tons and tons of apps, but still has the ability to text and maybe like limited functionality.
There is. It's just, those phones aren't popular, and people, you know, people gravitate to I think at this point brand loyalty sort of sunk in, but yeah. I think what's interesting though is that I'm actually for this. I'm actually for sort of everyone taking a big fucking step back, because I don't know. One of the reasons why I stopped wanting to bartend. I bartended for a long time in my life, just as a, you know, so as a side gig. But one of the last years that I really was doing it and not attached to like a theater or some other place, but just a real bar, was is that everyone comes in, and everyone sits down, and then everyone just gets on their phone. Like not like four guys or two guys or six guys. No, everybody.
You're just walking up and down and like saying, "Hey, buddy, can I fill up your drink?" And they're just like,
heads down, just like flipping through their phone, and it really killed it. I mean, like I'd bartended for a long time before that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to fucking do this. Like, this isn't anything. And just like, because the more you sort of focus on the phone, especially when you're at a bar, the more everything else bothers you, because you're hunting for the cheese. That's what I call it. And like, people just get they're super crabby. Like, people come in when they want to drink and they're crabby a little bit, and they get a drink.
Yeah, of course. You're trying to take the edge off.
Crabby. But like, when you're hunting for your fucking cheese, like that whole place is yours. It's like how, you remember how like a cafe, 20 years ago, people would go to a coffee shop, they would sit down, they would have a cup of coffee, and you might
have
a conversation with people around you. There might be like a poetry reading or something like that. You might read a book. You might read a book that they have there, or a newspaper there. No one does any of that shit. We all know that.
It's laptops now.
That was the impetus to make WeWork and all those other fucking places that people do that stuff at now. But like, you know, you walk into a cafe with like a kid who like asks a question in a loud voice, six people look up and they're like,
"I'm
writing the great American novel. You need to shut the fuck up."
Exactly.
You know, and I don't know.
Exactly.
Like, so like that sort of killed it for me with bartending. And like, there were lots of other reasons why I don't
do it. Right. Well, I mean, we're not going out and we're not socializing in general.
We don't know how to do it. I mean, no, actually the thing is our generation knows how to do it. We lived in a world without this shit. But it's, you know, and a lot of people like to bag on the younger generation because maybe they don't know how to do this, but it's better the other way. It's better if you can just chit chat with the people around you.
Yeah.
People you're chasing on your phone.
Yeah.
You're just chasing them. It's just cheese. You're
chasing the cheese.
Just chasing the cheese, man.
All right. My last one for the night is just sort of, hey, you know what? I may as well. It's sort of, this has been a depressing episode anyways. I may as well bring it up. I think that we should beware of the economy. Maybe not the American economy so much, but we should take a look at, you know, sort of the south of Europe or India or China. And there was a thing in The Economist a couple of months ago about saying this is where the next crisis will start. The problem is that we blew all of our chips on the last crisis. All of our like ways of handling things and all of our, you know, reserves and infrastructures were all blown. So if we go into some sort of global upset, we are not prepared. And so this shit sticks with me, man. Like it stays with me in the back of my head.
Statistic is like, and by 2025, 2/3, or no, the 1% will own 2/3 of all the wealth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's going to affect everything we do. And that, I mean, that's just a larger trend that we got to have to be aware of. So, you know, maybe that's why we're all going to be in VR helmets.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, like that sort of, it sort of pushes it towards Ready Player One.
Yeah.
And not the, not the Spielberg Ready Player One, where.
No, the book one, the one that's actually in code. Right. Where we have Monty Python and Activision and, the shit that actually matters.
And, yeah.
What was your last prediction? I mean, we should end on a high note.
My last prediction, this is pretty good, is that I think, and this is just based on evidence from October 26th, of this year, I think Cake is going to put out a new album in 2019. They released a single at the end of October of this year, and Cake is
a time
jam band that you can put. I could bartend.
Dude, that is such a Bay Area band. Like everyone in the Bay Area loves the shit out of Cake.
Yeah, fucking
like,
Cake, man.
No one in LA cares.
No, I know they don't. I know, and you know what? I saw them in concert, and I was like, as I was bartending this thing when I first moved back to the Bay, and like they were so crabby. Cake was so crabby. They were because it was like a tech. It was like a. Salesforce does this like huge party every year, and they
Salesforce.
And I was like, and they're getting paid, you know, they're getting paid. And I was just like, wow, you guys are super crabby. Like you're sort of taking a crap all over everybody. They were playing at the Bill Graham where we saw the Beastie Boys back in
one
or 2000,
which I just got their book for Christmas. Ooh. Talk about crap. Just talk about old and crabby.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I love the Beastie Boys,
But yeah, man, yeah. I love Cake. I also know them. So like I can appreciate them, but they are sort of crabby.
Well, there you heard it first. They got a new album
out in 2019. So you got that to look forward to.
Fuck the Fortnite and the economic woes and VR. Who gives a shit?
You're gonna see the full circle of the Marvel Universe phase, whatever that fuck that is. Right?
Care less.
How dare you say that about RDJ?
All right, those are our predictions. There we go, D. That was not a bad roundup. Okay, so let's follow up with one little tidbit at the end where we do our what's it called? Our resolutions.
The resolutions.
Yeah, let's just tool on why resolutions are bullshit. Okay, stick around. We'll be back.
We have a little bit more after you have some Jen Kess Remington.
And it's going to suck.
It is going to suck. It's going to be really anticlimactic.
I always feel like they
have no fucking idea how to end it. I know that they ended it because
it's not George Martin, right? And like the last...
It hasn't been for a while.
Wasn't it like the last episode they were like walking 100 miles in like 5 minutes? You know, yeah, it used to be in the series.
They did. Anyways. It was like they did a video with that. And I would walk 500 more just to win.
So you heard her. Game of Thrones is going to suck. Okay, yeah. Welcome back to our final segment here. You've been listening to Jen Kess Remington. We love her dearly. She does music on this show.
Now, how would we find out about her stuff and her work?
Can go to heydog.com. I was thinking we should have her back sometime in January, February. We got a bunch of stuff that we're going to be doing on this show. We got a couple of people we want to bring on.
That's right.
We're just going to be doing more bullshit. So you got to listen to it, right?
Yeah. We make the bullshit. You listen to it because you're good people.
Speaking of bullshit, our last episode.
Oh my God. Yeah. Maybe we should just leave Transformers alone for a little while.
Well, I think we're going to put it down. Maybe not everybody is excited about it. There was a high level of engagement.
A lot of people clicked all over it because they knew that I'd come get them if they didn't, but they didn't listen to it.
But I do want to give a shout out to some of our core. I feel like there's some people out there who are listening to our episodes. So thank you for listening again.
Yeah.
We'll keep it up. And if you've got anything you want to say to us,
we're gonna send you guys your gift cards in the mail.
Yeah. If we get our act together, write us at darrenandnye@gmail.com. Yeah. You can, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram and Facebook. And of course our website is darrenandnye.com.
We're constantly taking Instagrams of like our lattes and cappuccinos and stuff like that. So if you want like a lot of really good pictures of our coffees that we're drinking.
That's right. I saw Jesus in my coffee the other day.
Oh, dude, how is he?
So I found him. He's doing well.
He's doing very well,
man. Especially this time of year, well, right? Man, it's his birthday.
Pretty big about his trees and the lights and stuff.
All right. So, Dee, let's we finish up. What is our resolutions? Are just
what are we going to resolve to do in the new year in 2019? 5 days from now, as of this recording.
One of my favorite things was a buddy of mine in college made the resolution to do more drugs.
That's such a college resolution.
Because she's like,
I mean, that's just a default.
Yeah, I mean,
like you get in there your freshman year and you're like, I can do some drugs. And then like, you know, it's like second semester of your sophomore year and you're just like
done all the drugs. Out.
You've done all the drugs. No more drugs.
So I mean, despite resolutions being complete and utter bullshit, is there anything that you're
No, actually, me and my wife, as we did last year, and I'm not sure how successfully we did it last year, but this year we're gonna take January off of drinking entirely.
Ooh,
and great. We're gonna up it by one more.
We're dropping
red meat for the month.
Well, you do live in the Bay Area.
I'm like sort of blanched at the whole thing. I was like, okay, no booze. Okay. And then it was
like tightening your stomach with a cannon, right?
But it was the no red meat part. It was the no red meat. I was just like, oh my God, dude.
Wow.
And you know what? We don't even eat red meat that much per week anyway, but it's just once I said I'm taking it off the list that I started to get itchy. I was just like, oh fuck. I'm like two shades away from being a fucking vegan now, and I can't fucking wear leather belts.
Cheese burgers, man. Yeah. I don't know if that's going to –
It's hard. But bacon is not red meat.
That's true.
It's not red meat.
It's true.
It's the candy of meats. It's not red meat.
So you can just pile on the bacon.
Substitute with bacon.
Wow. But no bourbon dipped bacon or
No bourbon dipped bacon. That's a double – No, no bourbon dipped burgers.
I expect these rules to be completely identified and outlined. Well, so mine is not nearly so. Actually, maybe it's more difficult than yours is. So I've, believe it or not, I've actually been regularly meditating for the last month.
Really?
Yeah, I have. Which is kind
of
crazy.
Can you walk me through that? Because I just don't know. Anything about it?
You basically sit upright in a chair and you focus on breathing and you try to keep your mind from going off to unbelievable. My mind is just filled with complete, just utter bullshit. But one of the things that I've been doing is I've been reading a lot about experts. I mean, this is so Southern California, fucking A, but like, is that boredom? Boredom is something that we just constantly run away from.
Constantly.
And I feel that boredom is probably responsible for 90% of my diversions into anything, whether it's a new project or whether it's, you know, drugs and alcohol or it's, you know, anything. Just I'm bored. And my sort of resolution that I've been kind of unearthing a little bit by beginning to meditate is just like, allow yourself to be bored. You're going to start to feel bored and you're physically going to start being aware of being
bored.
Dude,
I like this.
But like there's really a profound thing to it is that if you can just allow yourself to be bored and you can kind of sit there in the boredom, you're healing. You are allowing your mind to not – and it gives you a longer level of focus or supposedly. I mean I'm not taking metrics here or anything like that. But like,
I like this, man. This is good because you know what? It strikes me that like – you know, if you live in SoCal, if you live in NorCal, if you're listening to this podcast, chances are you're probably not hungry. You probably got a roof over your head. You're probably, yeah. There's probably lots of things in your life that are going right. And that's the way it is with our lives. And if you are fortunate enough to be bored,
yeah,
maybe something you can take away from it is that it's actually pretty lucky to be bored. Yeah. It's a good thing.
Gratitude is certainly.
I like that, man. I like that.
I'm not gonna, you know, hijack this podcast into like a, you know, a happy meditation podcast.
However, I want everybody to take a nice big cleansing deep breath.
Close your eyes. Focus on the now.
Focus on the now. The here and the now. Not the now and the here. Not the now and the here. The here and the now.
What the fuck is happening? Is you're not eating meat and I'm meditating with Jesus Christ.
I like one beer.
If I, like 27 year old version of us would like beat the shit out.
Oh, 27-year-old me would just smoke cigarettes at me.
With your Hacks on Jim Duggan t-shirt.
Yeah, fucking Hacks on Jim Duggan.
I think this has been long enough. There you go. You got a full D&I. We'll be back next week in the new year to do more.
We'll be back in 2019.
Yeah. So thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, guys.